天下，北京外语广播。
Your bilingual station, AM 774。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry，欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群3317640，您可以在群中下载更多的英语学习资料以及今天的听力文本。我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640。那今天呢，我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请来的专家老师是优益爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello, and we're going to listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. And in this conversation, state Supreme Court decision will be discussed.就是这一块会讨论一些法律的东西。在美国呢，有这个最高法院，叫 United States Supreme Court。
Supreme Court、
高法，这就是所谓的，他呢又做了一些决定啊。然后呢，这个老师和同学呢，他就在讨论有一个 group project， 就是小组性的作业。这个如果大家去美国念书呢，会经常碰到。然后呢，这个作业到底是什么要求啊？等等，就在这个对话里面呢去说啊。好，现在我们先听一下这个对话呢，不长，2分40秒左右。我们先放一下录音。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hey, Jan, you look like you're in a hurry.
Yeah, things are a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, it's nothing. Well, since it's your class, I guess it's okay. It's just that I'm having trouble with my group project.
Ah, yes, due next week. What's your group doing again?
It's about United States Supreme Court decisions.We're looking at the impact of recent cases on property rights, municipal land use cases, zoning disputes.
Right, okay, and it's not going well?
Not really. I'm worried about the other two people in my group. They're just sitting back, not really doing their fair share of the work, and waiting for an A. It's kind of stressing me out, because we're getting close to the deadline, and I feel like I'm doing everything for this project.
The good old free rider problem.
Free rider?
Oh, it's just a term that describes this situation.When people in a group seek to get the benefits of being in the group without contributing to the work. Anyway, what exactly do you mean when you say they just sit back? I mean, they've been filing their weekly progress reports with me.
Yes, but I feel like I'm doing 90% of the work. I hate to sound so negative here, but honestly, they're taking credit for things they shouldn't be taking credit for.Like last week in the library, we decided to split up the research into 3 parts, and then each of us was supposed to find sources in the library for our parts. I went off to the stacks and found some really good material for my part, but when I got back to our table, they were just goofing off and talking. So I went and got material for their sections as well.
You know, you shouldn't do that.
I know, but I didn't want to risk the project going down the drain.
I know Teresa and Kevin. I've had both of them in other courses, so I'm familiar with their work and their work habits.
I know, me too, and that's why this has really surprised me.
Does your group like your topic?
Well, I think we'd all rather focus on cases that deal with personal liberties, questions about freedom of speech, things like that. But I chose property rights.
You chose the topic?
Yeah, I thought it would be good for us, all of us, to try something new.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe Teresa and Kevin aren't that excited about the topic. And since you picked it, have you talked to them at all about picking a different topic?
But we've already got all the sources, and it's due next week. We don't have time to start from scratch.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, because I know you're so busy, but you might consider talking to your group about your topic choice.
I'll think about it. Gotta run. See you in class.
听过这段录音以后呢，我想咱们再慢慢的把它分解解释一下 好吧，我请 Larry 老师呢帮忙给我读一下 professor 所说的话，我来负责当 student。
Hey Jane, you look like you're in a hurry.
Yeah, things are a little crazy.
Oh yeah, what's going on?
好，当这个女生说 things are a little crazy 呢，是什么意思呢？就是说呢，她自己比较忙，
她得抓狂了。
Okay, oh, it's nothing. Well, since it's your class, I guess it's okay. It's just I'm having trouble with my group project.
这里有一个词组的知识点，就是 have trouble with. Have trouble with.
有遇到困难了啊。
I'm having trouble with my group project.
这个小组作业呢遇到了一些困难。
And then the professor says, Ah yes, do next week. What's your group doing again?
好，所以老师呢跟他说，没错啊，这个小组作业呢是下周截止要交，英文就是 due next week.
Due, D-U-E, due 就是截止的意思。
嗯哼，对了，然后你要是交任何作业有 due date, 就是要交的日期。
嗯，
好，
过期的时间。
然后他说你那个小组选的什么题目来的，他是 What's your group doing again? 啊，你能再告诉我一遍吗？
It's about United States Supreme Court decisions. We are looking at the impact of recent cases on property rights, municipal land use cases, owning disputes.
啊，这里边说了几个美国文化色彩比较浓的。第一个呢，就是最近他们审了一些案子啊，然后这些案子呢，其实会对法律法规条款的生成会有影响，所以呢，他说 ，We are looking at the impact of recent cases。那么这些案子是关于什么的呢？第一个是 property rights， 就是你自己的土地、
不动产、
不动产，你有什么权利？第二项是 municipal land use cases，
市政的土地使
用
的一些案件。
哎。第三个是 owning disputes，
那个所属权的一些纠纷哈。
对啊 ，disputes 这个词也很常见，就是有争端了，有不同意见了，叫 disputes。好，然后呢，老师说
，The professor says, right, okay, and it's not going well。
也就是说进展不顺利吗 ？Not really. I'm worried about other two people in my group. They are just sitting back, not really doing their fair share of the work, and waiting for an A. It's kind of stressing me out because we are getting close to the deadline, and I feel like I'm doing everything for this project.
所以这个学生呢，他就抱怨了，是吧？进展顺利，那还真不是这么回事儿啊！我现在最担心的就是我这俩组员啊，这个组里边呢，一共我们仨，那两个人呢是什么状况呢 ？They are just sitting back， 在那儿袖手旁观，坐在那儿不动手。
这里有一个词叫 sit back， 他们不挺身而出，而是 sit back， 意思就是说袖手旁观。
对了，啊，英文还会说 sit back and relax。啊，你就是坐着，那么向后那么一靠，好好放松。所以呢 ，sit back 就是不采取什么行动，
啥都不干了就放松了呗。
对了，所以他又用了一个词啊，叫做 do someone's fair share of something， 就是要把他们该做的事儿得做出来。但是呢，这两个人是 not really doing their fair share of the work， 没有做他们该做的事儿。这个 fair 怎么拼呢
？F-A-I-R，
对
，F-A-I-R。
就是公平的那个词啊。
So the other two members of the group are not doing their fair share of the work and waiting for an A.
啊 ，waiting for an A 这是什么呢？就是等着老师给他一个 A， 就是优啊。
啥都不做还等着等优呢？
哎
哎，坐享其成。
所以说他说 it's kind of stressing me out. Stress me out 就是令我崩溃。
所以这个学生就很抓狂了。一开始他就说了things a little crazy. 哦，原来是这个原因。
对。所以呢他说呢这两个人啊已经让我崩溃了 because we are getting close to the deadline 啊我们离截止日期很近了然后我觉得好像我一个人大包大揽把这个整个的作业都是一个人做的似的哈 I feel like I'm doing everything for this project
老师听了刚才学生这段话呢就用一句话来回复他他说 the good old free rider problem
Free rider 这有一个社会学的词，在托福的写作和听力口语的听力里边都讲到过。什么叫 free rider 呢？
Rider 这里的 rider 不是那个作家的意思啊， rider 是 R-I-D-E，
坐车
rider,
对、就是搭免费车，搭顺风车，就这些人吧，不干什么，就是三个和尚没水吃那种情况。
free rider problem，
对了，好，接着呢学生说 free rider，
原来这个学生也不清楚这个意思啊，于是呢教授 professor 他就进一步解释说 it's just a term that describes this situation when people in the group seek to get the benefits of being in a group
without contributing to the work。
他进一步解释了三个和尚没水喝的含义。
哎，就是你在一个团队里边是吧，你就是坐享其成而不去做贡献。
Anyway, what exactly do you mean when you say they just sit back? I mean, they've been following the weekly progress reports with me. 哎，教授又说了，又问了哈，哎，你到底为什么说他们是袖手旁观呢？教授我，哎，是一直能看到他们每个月、每周给我的一个进展报告的。
对了，所以呢，每周他们都是按照时间进度给老师做汇报是吧，你怎么说他们袖手旁观呢？学生说 Yes, but I feel like I'm doing 90% of the work. I hate to sound so negative here, but honestly, they are taking credit for things they shouldn't take credit for.
学生就抱怨说了哈，虽然他们都能够交这个报告，但是呢其中 90%
都是我干的，
哎，都是这个学生干的。然后他说虽然自己呢觉得不应该那么的消极抱怨啊，但是呢还是觉得有必要把这个事实告诉给老师。
而且呢他认为呢那两个人是吧把这个光环套在自己身上，但是实际上没干活，不应该得到这一部分的荣誉。叫 credit, take credit for something。
Yeah, just like what the student just said, they are taking credit for things they shouldn't take credit for.
Like last week in the library, we decided to split up the research into three parts, and each of us was supposed to find sources in the library for our parts. I went off to the stack and found some really good material for my part, but when I got back to our table, they were just goofing off and talking. So I went and got materials for their sections as well.然后他举例子了，他们本来决定呢整个的研究分成三块，每一个人负责一块，结果呢他说我自己跑到那一大堆的资料里面找到了特别好的我自己这一部分的资料，但是呢我回到我们几个的桌上之后呢，发现他俩人正在那儿 goofing off and talking。
哎，我们听下来看一下这个词组
goof off。
Yeah, goofing off or rather goof offGoof off 怎么拼写
？G-O-O-F 动词。
Off。
Off 是 O-F-F。
O-F-F。
也就是在那儿八卦聊天呢。所以呢他们在那儿聊闲天，可是我在那儿干正经事儿。So I went and got materials for their sections as well. 然后说我又赶快走了，把他们那个该研究的资料也给找着了。
哎，真是一个好人呐。
好，那教授怎么说呢
？The professor said, you know, you shouldn't do that.
哎，教授并没有肯定啊，说你这是好人，其实教授说你不应该这么做。 I know, but I didn't want to risk the project going down the drain. 啊，他说我虽然也是知道不该这么做，但是呢我又想呢不能让这个整个的作业就这样啊
跑汤了，
跑汤了， go down the drain 就是最后没有成的意思。好，
and the professor said, I know Teresa and KevinTeresa and Kevin 就是刚才那个小组的其他两个同学。I had both of them on other courses. 啊，原来这个教授在其他的课程中也知道这两个同学。So I'm familiar with the work and the work habits. 所以呢，他非常的熟悉这两个人的工作，或者说他们的这个
工作
学习
习惯，
学习习惯。嗯。
I know, me too. That's why this has really surprised me.哦，这个东西呢确实是令我很吃惊。然后老师说
Does a group like your topic?
就是你这个小组对你选的这个话题是不是感兴趣呢？Well, I think we'd all rather focus on cases that deal with personal liberties, questions about freedom of speech, things like that. But I chose property rights.
You chose the topic.
啊，所以老师说症结在哪儿呢？这个同学他说呢，大多数人呢喜欢关注那些个人的自由啊，比如说言论自由这种问题。但是我呢选的是我的个人财产权利，所以呢老师就问他了，哦，这是你选的呀？
You chose the topic.
嗯哼，然后学生说 ，Yeah, I thought it would be good for us, all of us, to try something new.他就说呢，我觉得我们不要走人家的老路，标新立异一点，对我们大家都有好处。
嗯，于是呢，教授啊，就指出了他的问题。Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe Teresa and Kevin are not that excited about the topic.
也就是这个话题选择，这个选题是提不起那两位同学的兴趣。
And since you picked it, have you thought, talk to them at all aboutpicking a different topic.
嗯哼，那你有没有跟这两位同学商量一下换一个选题呢？
But we've got all the sources and it's due next week. We don't have time to start from scratch.
这里边有一个挺好的用法，就是 start from scratch, 从零开始。说你看，现在我们已经找好了材料，而且下周就该交作业了，是吧？现在大家也来不及了，再从头来过。对吧，换东西选题资料都不行了。好。
And the professor responded, Okay, I will let you go because I know you are so busy, but you might consider talking to your group about your topic choice.
好，他又用了这个 you might consider doing something, 就是建议。好，我建议你呢跟你的这个组员来谈论一下你这个选题。I will think about it.Got to run. See you in class.
学生就说，嗯，我会考虑一下的。
对，我现在必须得赶紧走了啊，那就课堂上见。好，这就是这一段。那我们就再从头听一下这一段的对话。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hey, Jane, you look like you're in a hurry.
Yeah, things are a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, it's nothing. Well...Since it's your class, I guess it's okay. It's just that I'm having trouble with my group project.
Ah, yes, due next week. What's your group doing again?
It's about United States Supreme Court decisions. We're looking at the impact of recent cases on property rights, municipal land use cases, zoning disputes.
Right, okay, and it's not going well?
Not really. I'm worried about the other two people in my group.They're just sitting back, not really doing their fair share of the work, and waiting for an A. It's kind of stressing me out, because we're getting close to the deadline, and I feel like I'm doing everything for this project.
The good old free rider problem.
Free rider?
Oh, it's just a term that describes this situation, when people in a group seek to get the benefits of being in the group without contributing to the work. Anyway, what...Exactly do you mean when you say they just sit back? I mean, they've been filing their weekly progress reports with me.
Yes, but I feel like I'm doing 90% of the work. I hate to sound so negative here, but honestly, they're taking credit for things they shouldn't be taking credit for. Like last week in the library, we decided to split up the research into three parts, and then each of us was supposed to find sources in the library for our parts. I went off to the stacks and found some really good material for my part, but when I got back to our table, they were justgoofing off and talking. So I went and got material for their sections as well.
You know, you shouldn't do that.
I know, but I didn't want to risk the project going down the drain.
I know Teresa and Kevin. I've had both of them in other courses, so I'm familiar with their work and their work habits.
I know, me too, and that's why this has really surprised me.
Does your group like your topic?
Well, I think we'd all rather focus on cases that deal with personal liberties,questions about freedom of speech, things like that. But I chose property rights.
You chose the topic?
Yeah, I thought it would be good for us, all of us, to try something new.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe Teresa and Kevin aren't that excited about the topic. And since you picked it, have you talked to them at all about picking a different topic?
But we've already got all the sources, and it's due next week. We don't have time to start from scratch.
Okay, well, I'll let you go because I know you're so busy, but you might consider talking to your group about your topic choice.
I'll think about it. Gotta run. See you in class.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，这一段就听完了。
我不知道 Larry， 你平时在这个团队合作的时候有没有碰上这种情况，就是这种 free rider， 老有人想蹭你的努力，他们自己不使劲儿，然后呢就准备胜利果实的时候自己冒出来。
我觉得在组建团队的时候，一开始就要明确每个人的职责，就是哪一些工作应该由哪一个人去做，在一开始就要商量好，这样就不会产生矛盾。
话说托福的这个题里边呢，总会时不常的冒出一个这种情况，就是这个组员啊不干自己该干的那一份工作，然后导致整个组的进度受到影响，是吧？当然你说了从头开始我就把这事儿定好了，这是一件事儿。那如果你是整个的项目进展到一半的时候你发现这个问题，那你想怎么办呢？
那只能通过有效的沟通，因为有一些想占便宜的组员可能没有意识到组长已经发现了这个问题，那这个时候组长就应该主动的站出来指出他们的问题。
对，而且这个发掘要赶早不赶晚，如果你太晚了的话你就来不及采取措施了，是吧？那如果真是碰见这样的同事，你沟通了之后要是还没用你怎么办呀？
那就开除他吧。
那你的工作进度怎么办？这活谁干？我记得我跟一个做人事工作的朋友聊过，他说在人员不变动的情况下，通过沟通的手段把这个问题解决了，是上策。还来就是，如果这个人实在是不行，就是你怎么找他谈话沟通，他也还是在那儿不动换，不采取任何行动去做他该做的事儿的话，这个时候你觉得该怎么办啊？那通常来讲呢，碰见这种情况呢，就是从商务的这个管理角度来讲呢，是 escalated to supervisor， 啊，及时的要向上汇报，你让那个 supervisor 去做，啊，让这个 manager escalate 就是升级。本来你可能在这个一级的小组长这儿可以搞定的事儿，搞定不了，上升到小组长的经理这一级别，然后让这个更高一层来干预。就比较好了。
刚才我们说了很多关于发现组内有偷懒的人的时候应该采取的办法，我们来总结一下。第一个，我们讲了在一开始要制定好规则。
对。
第二个呢，是我们要去谈 ,we need a conversation, communication with the free rider.
对。
And the third one is to escalate to the
supervisor,
the senior managers.
对了，其实也就是一种处罚了，所以奖和惩这两个手段都可以积极的用。好，那咱们今天这个话题就谈论到这儿了。那如果大家想意犹未尽继续讨论的话，加入我们的 QQ 群。
我们的 QQ 群的号码是3317640，是3317640。今天的托福听力课程的文本以及录音资料都会在我们的 QQ 群共享中给大家免费的进行下载，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，号码再说一遍是3317640。最后感谢大家的收听，也谢谢壮壮老师的陪伴，我们下期节目再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你，最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.
but nobody never told me not to do it. So I'll keep people watching. Saw you from the distance, saw you from the stage. Something about the look in your eyes, something about your beauty. Touch my hand.